until his death in the 1880s, I believe. One of his disciples, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, founded the Yeshiva Slobodka in 1882, as indicated, and one of the first Rosh Yeshivas he hired was a great Gaon, Rav Yitzchak Yaakov, known as Rav Itzla Panovich. And under Rav Itzla Panovich, Slobodka became one of the great yeshivas in the world. When the Luzhin Yeshiva closed in 1892, most of the students in Luzhin came to Slobodka. So Slobodka began to thrive even more after 1892. Following Rav Itzla Panovich, Rav Itzla Panovich stayed only a few years. He left the yeshiva precisely because he was not a member of the Musar movement. He could not agree with Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel with regard to the curriculum of the yeshiva. In the Musar yeshiva, much time is spent studying Musar. Time is set aside and devoted to the study of Jewish ethical literature. Key aspects of the Musar movement are concern about self-improvement. Self-improvement and concern about how one Jew relates to another. The mitzvos of Ben Adam Lechavero. And in order to develop self-improvement, in order to enhance your relationship with others, it's crucial that you spend time studying Muslim literature. Rav Itzla Panovich, great Gadol that he was, and used to learning in an environment where one spent three starim learning Talmud and basically nothing else, did not agree with this policy and would ultimately leave for Panovich, where he founded the Panovich Yeshiva, and it was Av Bezin of Panovich. As I've already indicated previously, after the war, he was buried in Panovich, of course, after the war, his remains were removed to Vilna because the cemetery in Panovich was destroyed. When he left, other Rosh Yeshivas were appointed, among them Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer and Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer's brother-in-law, Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein. These were two of the greatest students of Volozhin. They were appointed Rosh Yeshivas of Slobodka and continued to serve in that capacity for the case of Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein for many, many years. Rav Issa Zalman would ultimately come to Slutsk, serve as Rav of Slutsk, and founder of a great yeshiva there, and his son-in-law Rav Aaron Cutler would ultimately become Rosh Yeshiva. That yeshiva would move from Slutsk to Kletsk and from Kletsk to Lakewood. In 1897, there was a struggle within the yeshiva, a kind of civil war between those in favor of Musar and those who will call the anti-Musar movement, those who wanted to have three starim of learning Talmud without Musar included in the curriculum. And because of that civil war in the yeshiva split in Slobodka and was broken into two yeshivas. Both of these yeshivas are the yeshivas of Slobodka. The one was called Knesset Yisrael. That was the yeshiva of Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel. And it was named Knesset Yisrael in honor of Rav Yisrael Salanter, the founder of the Musar movement. And they had to leave the Beis Medrash they were learning in. That is, the one united yeshiva of Slobodka remained as the non-Musar yeshiva. And its name was, the non-Musar yeshiva was called Knesset Beis Yitzchak. It was named in honor of Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, who had just died the previous year. And Rav Yitzchak Elchanan was a major force in the anti-Musar movement. So when there was a split in the yeshiva, half the yeshiva remained. That half changed its name to Knesset Beis Yitzchak and remained in the Beis Medrash in Slobodka. And the new yeshiva, Knesset Beis Yisrael, was forced to move to a new Beis Medrash. And that became what today more or less we call the Slobodka yeshiva, but more precisely it should be called Knesset Yisrael. So there were two yeshivas in Slobodka. And Knesset Beis Yitzchak appointed as its Rosh Yeshiva Rav Baruch Be'er Leibowitz, one of the greatest Rosh Yeshivas. We've already spoken about him. He too is buried in Vilna, and we mentioned it. By now you should know where. He was buried in the Zaretsha Cemetery, the second